I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. It is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Can you believe it? I mean, last Sunday, we're celebrating Veterans Day. This Sunday, we're celebrating the Sunday in just a few days. We'll be having our Thanksgiving on Thursday. I just cannot believe how fast the time is flying. However, I am so excited about my guest today, and I know that you will be too, Mrs. Mary Ardapple. Welcome to the show, Mary.
You are so bright and cheerful this morning, Kim. It's great to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
It's been a little while since we've done a show together. You know, we were going along having shows together often. We took a little break because you, speaking of being thankful, you had something awesome happened in around September, right?
Really, towards the end of October or August, but our son got married out in California, and beautiful daughter-in-law, Danny, and, you know, it's just great. Family time is what it's all about and really leads us into today's conversation.
Yeah, so I had a little bit going on this summer, so we had to take a break from that. So this is like our impromptu show again, so it's awesome to have you sitting across from me. And I couldn't think, Mary, I really just could not think of a better person to record this show with me this Sunday before Thanksgiving than you. I mean, you know, you think about Thanksgiving and obviously my mind jumps to food. I love food. And of course, I love your food. We've talked about that plenty of times.
We both love food. Yeah, we do. We love food.
We both are kind of foodies. It's true. Yeah. You might be a better cook than me. I kind of prefer eating food more than cooking food, but I do love food. But also just your heart, your gratitude. You speak about gratitude all the time and being thankful. Just such a story. So, you know, that's why you're here. I wanted you to just come on and inspire all of us to be thankful this week.
Well, before we get into really talking about thankful, I want to go back and say thank you. And here's why. I've been having, over the course of the last several weeks, just a little unsettled feeling. And I'm going to talk about that for just a brief moment, because I think that this program, you know how whenever we talk, I always like to leave a little homework for our listeners and our viewers. And so I'm going to do that again today. And I'd like us all to really band together and lift up love and compassion in our world. You know, our news is just way too negative. And so I've been doing some reading on thankfulness and the holiday of Thanksgiving. First and foremost, it is my most favorite holiday. It embodies, to me, Thanksgiving embodies what we're really put here to do as humans, that we have the ability not only to feed one another through delicious food, but it's the time, it's the presence, it's the awareness of how abundant life is in those simple words of love and compassion. It's not unwrapping gifts. Hey, I love gifts. You know, who doesn't? But it's really the gift of love and compassion that Thanksgiving embodies. And so for us to slow down and take some time. So it was of interest when you rang me up and said, hey, let's do a show together. And I'm like, hey, I think that's a great idea. Very shortly thereafter, I happened to be reading an NPR article that had done some research on the amount of time families spend around the Thanksgiving table in conversation. And there's actually data out there now that because of the discourse in our country, that the time family members are willing to spend with one another around the Thanksgiving table is diminishing. It's going down. And I got to tell you, that makes me way sad. We need to back away from all of this negativity, and we really need to be champions, beacons for love and compassion and being thankful each and every day. So that's what this show is really, really all about. We've spoken many times, right?
Right.
On how do you insert thankfulness and love and compassion into a daily life? And so to me, Thanksgiving time is a time to kick off that practice. So a couple of the ways that I do it, and I encourage other people to do it, is to make a list first of what you're thankful for. So today, after this program, homework piece number one.
Here's your homework.
Here you go. First piece of homework. I really like people to make a list twofold. One, the thankfulness that they have for the amount of abundance they have in your life. And that is not how much money you have in your checking account. And it's not how much food you have in your refrigerator or how many clothes you have in your closet. But let's take a look at what abundance there is. You have a roof over your head, most likely. You do have clothes on. Oh, yeah. And they're nice and warm. You're warm. You're able to smile. You have your health. You know, whatever that may be. But make a personal assessment list of what you're personally thankful for the abundance. But then I want you to make another list. I want you to make another list of those people that you interact with that are easily forgotten. So I'm going to give you an example of that. This is homework number two on that list. And for example, the checkout lady at the grocery store. You see the same lady every week at when you go to do, in my case, I go to the U-Check at Kroger on North Point, and Marcia is there. I know her first name. I've known her for years, and she'll say, "Hey, Mayor, what are you doing today? You've been out hiking. What are you making? Hey, Marcia, how you doing?" It's the only time I ever see Marcia. But am I thankful?
I love that you know her name.
Well, heck yeah.
Now I got to go to the grocery store and figure out the name. I'm like, that's amazing. I mean, I always, don't get me wrong, I'm very smiley and gracious to the checkout person and super kind to them. But I can't say that I know their name. See why Mary always holds us to a higher standard. I love it.
Well, and here's the deal. Don't you feel better when you get recognized?
Yes.
Number one, eye contact is really, really
right.
Important, right? A smile, upturned lips is really awesome. But when you can give back to someone by using their name, and maybe you only see them once a week or once a month, you've just taken their love and compassion to themselves up. I mean, you matter. You're showing that person they matter.
And you appreciate their work, and you're thankful for them.
Yeah.
Thankful that they're there to help you if you have questions or whatever might come up at the checkout counter.
So I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I have a hard time remembering names. I'm better at faces. And I think that comes from all the years of being in the restaurant business. And so there's times that I can't remember a name, but you can usually find something about that person that can help you draw that name out. Fortunately, in this case, when you're in the grocery store, they all wear name badges. So that's really kind of the little trick. If you go to the grocery store on a regular basis, or you go to a favorite store on a regular basis and they have a name tag, take the time to read the name tag. That's why it's there. I mean,
right.
Really,
oh,
that's why.
So your name is.
Yeah.
Right.
Or, you know, you buy a roll of stamps and it says Tammy. Tammy, thank you for doing that. So I think that that's, again, an example of where we can use the Thanksgiving holiday to kick off a campaign for being thankful.
For the whole year.
For the whole year.
Not just this year, but for the whole
year.
But this can start it off.
That's how I look at Thanksgiving. I try to be thankful all year long. And sometimes, obviously, because of life, it's easier than at other times. And it's easy to get into our routines and ruts and set aside all this other stuff. So use a holiday such as Thanksgiving to be a reset.
Yes.
Is what I'm really promoting.
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, guys, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. And this beautiful voice that you're hearing coming through is none other than the awesome Mary Ardapple. She is in the studio with me today, and we're just talking about her favorite holiday, which happens to be Thanksgiving, coming up this Thursday, and being grateful and thankful. And wouldn't you know that our weekly winning word this week is thankful. It's perfect, right? And if you are not signed up to receive your weekly winning resource, which comes in your email every Sunday afternoon around 5 p.m., want to invite you to hop over to our website, ivedecided.org. Be sure to join our community, get started, and we'll start sending you those weekly winning resources, and you'll get your weekly winning word and get on track to being successful in your goals and dreams, whatever that might be, because that is what I've Decided is about. We're about helping you achieve your goals, achieve your dreams, providing you all the resources, tools, everything you need to be successful. Our mission is your success. That's what we are here to do, to provide for you. Thankful for you this morning that you're tuning in to our show. And we're just talking to Mary about her favorite holiday, Thanksgiving, and being grateful. And if you've been listening, you know she's given you a little homework too, which, good assignments. Those are things that we need to do. Make a list of being of what we're grateful for, thankful for in abundance. And take that opportunity because, you know, we got to slow down, don't we, Mary?
We do have to slow down. And when we are racing to and fro, we just stay on that mouse train, really, that hamster wheel. So another way to slow down at Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving then leads in, obviously, to Christmas, and a lot of stress amps up, you know. And we can talk about this for days, actually, on this particular one. But another little tip to help you slow down as you're driving from point A to point B. So some families, I'm told, doesn't happen in my family, thankfully, but some families, I'm told, don't really like one another.
Oh, no.
But they'll come together at a holiday.
Right.
Or there's that one family member that just gets under your skin.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, do I have to sit next to Uncle Charlie today? Or whatever the case may be. So here's again, a little homework, a little prep exercise. As you're driving to that holiday feast and you're thinking about what conversations, whether they're uncomfortable political conversations of different views, whether it's an uncomfortable family relationship, whatever the case may be, when you pull up behind the car in front of you at the stop sign and you read the license plate, and there's letters in the license plate, and whatever those letters are, I want you to assign that letter to a positive word. So this can be kind of challenging because, you know, you get all kinds of letters on license plates.
And sometimes it tells you things.
Sometimes that is true. It does.
I feel like it gives me little messages from God every now and then.
It very well can. So say it is ATJ 94, abundant, thankful, joyful. And start planning those words into your head and use your drive time, not just racing down the road, but how do you build a mindset of being thankful? Continue to bring those words in. And also use the word thank you on a regular basis. And this does not have to be to somebody else. It could be that you got a green light and you need to really get somewhere. Say thank you to that green light.
Right. Just being thankful.
Just be thankful continually. So at any rate, those are some exercises that I think are really great. So one might ask, why is Thanksgiving my favorite? Number one, it's because it reminds me of my dad. Dad, it was his favorite, and he passed that on to my sister and I, and I think I've passed it on to my son and my husband. But it's a time of gathering. It truly is this one simple moment in time. There isn't anything that has to be wrapped or unwrapped. You can spend as much on a Thanksgiving feast as you want or don't want. It could be peanut butter and jelly and cut the bread in a shape of a turkey, as far as I care. It's a matter of taking the time to be with those that you care about and they care about you and being present with them. So that is really what Thanksgiving to me is all about. And what is better than gathering around a table with food? But for some, that also can create a great deal of stress. Maybe they are trying to change some lifestyle habits and they don't want to gain an extra 5 pounds on that day. It's a heavy caloric intake opportunity. Thanksgiving Day is. It certainly is. So how do you navigate that conversation, you know? So my suggestion for those that I engage with around that is take a look at what is being served before you fill your plate. You know, start to make some good decisions of, I'm going to eat this, I'm going to eat that. And don't say that I'm obligated to eat everything, because you're not. So really listen to your body. You know, I'm a big believer. We've got to really listen not only to our hearts and our minds, but inside our body, because our health is our wealth. So if you're going somewhere and are concerned that there will be too many foods that you can't eat, then bring a dish that you know you can eat, but you don't make it on a regular basis, so you can go to that serving. Smaller portions are great, but again, we often do smaller portions and then try to eat out of every dish, because that's really easy to do. Bring a Tupperware with you. And so I'm going to have a serving of this dish, but I really like that, and put it in another Tupperware for a later meal. Slow down around the appetizers. You know, stay away from some of those really calorie-rich foods at the appetizers, even though they're awesome. Limit yourself to maybe only 3 chips and dip instead of half a bag of chips and dip. Well, dessert comes along, and that's where I'm building my plate towards.
Right.
Okay. And I know you love dessert, too.
That's
and I think
me, too. I'm always building my plate towards the desserts.
And you're married to quite the pie baker.
Yes, I am.
Joe's an excellent pie baker,
yes,
I understand.
Is. Yes, he is. He makes all the pies every year.
So, you know, look ahead into your meal. Try and back away. When we get nervous, when we get anxious, when we start celebrating, we might have some extra alcoholic beverages or an extra soda pop. Pretty soon it can start layering on that we're reaching for food before we even know we're reaching, and we're just chewing and swallowing. So being mindful around our food consumption is really, really, really important. And then at the end of the day, at the end of Thanksgiving, I'd like you to make another list, third homework exercise, and that is to write a list of people, a minimum of 3, of people that you're really thankful that have been in your life. And then post-Thanksgiving, this is where you now start practicing the art of Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, remember you talked about this last year, and I was supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do it.
Now I got to write it down. I'm going to do it
this
year.
So she knows exactly where I'm going. And if you could see the look on her face right now, she knows, I didn't do it. So where are we headed with this?
I think it's a great idea.
There's nothing better than getting a handwritten note in the mail. We all go to our mailboxes. It's very rare that there's a handwritten note in there. We rely on electronic communication. We don't even use our voice on the phone very often. I got a phone call from a childhood friend the other day, and I thought I'd gotten the lottery ticket. Now, I'm equally as poor at that. I mean, I could pick up the phone and call someone as well, but it's not my nature. But I do write letters. And it doesn't have to be something long. You don't need to write a biography. You can just even find a nice little note card and just say, hey, I was thinking about you. And then there's one other little in that. Say there's a person in your life that is no longer with you. And I'll use my dad, for example. So my dad passed away a number of years ago. So I've actually done this before. I've written him a note and I've told him something that I've wanted to share with him. So instead of keeping it in my heart and in my mind, I've written on it on a note card. And I address it to him, to my address, with a stamp. So that note's going to come back to me. I will guarantee you that by doing that gentle act, the world is going to bring you a kindness that you never expected. So it's a practice. The person can be living. Obviously, that's great if you get into a chain writing letter. But if that person isn't still with us, you can still get the gift of thankfulness and gratefulness from the world around you. And it'll come to you in a way that you just never expected.
I love that. I do remember you having this conversation on our show last year, Mary. And I want to do that so bad. And then you know what? I got busy and I didn't do it. And here we are again a year later, and you happen to be on the radio show with me and you're talking about that again. And I have to say, I have good intentions, and I want to. I'm the worst, I think, of showing the people who are around me how grateful I am for them and for thanking them. And it is something that I kind of carry around on me. I want to do a better job, and I don't know why. I blame it on being the youngest of 3 girls, always having a sister to take care of things. Right. So I have 2 older sisters, and they always take care of everything, and I've never had to really do it because they include me in all that stuff, and I blame it on that. But honestly, it's just about stopping and taking that time to just appreciate and be thankful and stop racing down the past. You know, I'm the worst at just racing down the future, right? You know this.
You tell me many times.
Slow down, sweet friend.
Kim. Yeah, my dear friend. Just slow it down just a touch. I think a way maybe to look at it a little differently, Kim, is you're an awesome promoter of self-care, right? I mean, that's your business. That's I've decided, taking care of ourselves, taking care of others. And so when we take a look at what is our own personal self-care regimen, we brush our teeth, we wash our face, we wash our hair, we put clean clothes on. We'll say that, okay? I mean, there's your personal hygiene. We work at drinking half our body weight in water, eating lots of fruits and vegetables, clean, lean food as much as possible. Well, that's our nutrition intake because our bodies require it. This gets into developing a thankful practice. And so much of the word thankful is offered externally to another. And it's taking the time, I believe, in the art of developing a thankful practice of looking back inside. What is your relationship with being thankful to you? So when we reach out to others and we say thank you, we write them notes, we prepare them a meal for another time, a non-holiday time. But what is it that we are giving ourselves? What is that gift back? And that's an intangible internal wiring that helps us slow it down. Our body, I think our body really needs to hear that we love our body, but we love all of the abundance and thankfulness. It's not just expressing, hey, thanks for having me on the show today. Like I said earlier, I was really grateful that you asked me to be on the show today. So thankfulness is a give and take relationship. And it's a lifestyle if you choose. And so Thanksgiving is the holiday where you can make a commitment, make a jump start, and say, springboard forward. Wow, I'm going to take those letters in a license plate. Wow, I'm going to learn the grocery store clerk's name. Wow, these little things. And I am firmly staunch in my belief, the more we collectively can do that, our world really will become kinder and gentler. And so it's about allowing in. That's what thankfulness is. It's the allowing in, not the pushing away. And it just makes life just incredibly rich.
And taking time to just slow down.
Exactly.
You got to just slow down and think. You know, it takes that, you know, taking that time to slow down and think. I love that. You are listening to the wise words of Mary Ardapple, my dear friend and mentor. Just love you, Mary. And just awesome talking about some, she gave us some homework here, which is, I love it. It's so important. I'm going to pick at least three. I could probably think of 33. But at least three people that I'm going to write a handwritten note to in the next couple weeks, just letting them know how grateful and thankful I am for them. And just think that's such a good idea, a great idea. And the license plate thing. And, you know, that just gives you something to focus on, right? Which is why we do the weekly winning word, the weekly winning resource, so that you can take that positive word and just focus on it all week and filter it into your daily life. And it just helps us to be better.
I love this license plate game. I came up with it the other, few weeks ago now. But there are days I'm like you, you know, you're running on that monkey brain and it's hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. I got to do. And you're sitting behind a stoplight. When this happened, I looked at the car and to my left, and their lips are downturned. They're frowning. It's like, oh, please don't frown. Why don't you smile? And obviously, I can't knock on the window and encourage the driver to do that. And I looked at the license plate in front of me, and I could see the face of the driver in front of me. And they, too, look so serious and just really disconnected. I said, this is wearing on me. So I intentionally started to follow the license plates. And sometimes it's hard because it's causing you to nudge away that engagement in all these constant thoughts and to be focused and be present. So, you know, I love yoga, you know, I love meditation. And so it's just a little, again, how can you take those practices off the mat and bring it into your own world and be present? And once you're present, then the world of thankfulness, it abounds. It just abounds. And we all have it inside of us. It's just waiting to express itself out.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those words, you can't be thankful, you can't be grateful and be sad.
No.
When you're thankful, you're joyful. Mm-hmm. Sure, there might be some things that have happened that are not good that would make you sad, but just continuing to have that thankful heart. And as we go into Thanksgiving this Thursday, one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving, you know, my husband is one of 9 children, Mary.
Yeah.
We'll have probably somewhere between, usually, if it's like normal, there's anywhere between 50 and 60
wow.
people at his parents' house for Thanksgiving, and it is crazy and chaotic, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love all those people, and I love just having that, being in that energy and all that good food. It's great, but, you know, just taking that time to spend with your family, it's just a wonderful time, and I hope that you guys, if you're listening, you have some amazing plans, what Mary likes to call around the table mm-hmm. with your family. We got a few minutes left, Mary. You got a lot going on. I know you've moved into the health and wellness. You're doing, which you've always been loved health and wellness, but you owned Apple's Bakery for so
right.
many years. You
mm-hmm.
retired from that and moved more into the health and wellness industry and teaching yoga. But you've got a little something else coming out for us sometime soon. I keep giving you the nudge. I'm like, I want this book to be finished.
Yeah, the book will be finished and available after the first of the year. So what Kim is nudging me to share with you all is I have been in the process of writing my first book, and it's called These Hands of Mine. And as a professional baker, it dawned on me now, I'm sad to say, in one way, a good year and a half, 2 years ago, I happened to be making a pie in a very special location, and I looked down at my hands, and there was this, all of a sudden, this realization in my heart and in my mind of all the gifts that each of us, you and me and all the people around you today and people you don't know their names and never will have, that every human has all these gifts just waiting to be revealed in the palm of their hands. And so it's an anecdotal story of how I became a baker, thankfully for my mom. And so it's a mother's love. It's going to have, or it has, an Apple's Bakery recipe at the end of each chapter. I know this won't come as a surprise to Kim. It has homework assignments in it.
Which are always good. Good for you and good for someone else.
You know, you know, everybody has a story to tell.
Right.
Whether you want to read mine or not, I hope you do. And I hope you can draw something away from that that gives you encouragement. I'm going to be rooting for you, whether I know what you're working on or not. I'm always going to be rooting for you. But I think that that's one of the things, when we hear other people's stories, it gives us, again, an opportunity to come within ourselves and listen to our story. And so it's a very reflective book. It's a book of whatever age you are. I think that you'll find something to assist you to reach for whatever those gifts are that you may have yet to discover. Or maybe you've used them a long time and they need to be repackaged. But life just gets better. And really, that's my whole personal goal since I retired Apple's Bakery and continued to live and play and just kind of have a hangout kind of life, is how can I be a role model? How can I also serve myself in those higher in that higher purpose to help other people really reach for their higher purpose? Because sometimes it just takes a word. Sometimes it just takes a look, you know. Sometimes it just takes silence. But we all have more to discover from ourselves as long as we're on the earth. And so isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
It is. And that soothing voice you have, I just love it. Let me just say, I am so thankful for you,
Thank
Mary.
You.
I'm really thankful that I have you in my life as a role model, as you said, and a mentor, someone that I can watch and that inspires me. Really, you inspire me and make me want to be better. And I just love you. And I love that you were on the show today sharing your passion for Thanksgiving. And I'm so excited about your book. I love the title, These Hands of Mine. Mm-hmm. Just a beautiful, beautiful title. Just the best title. I love it, love it, love it. And I'm really hopeful that you're going to have that book at our conference on January 19th.
That's
yes,
planned.
Yes,
that's the plan. I'm working towards it.
Good, because I know there are going to be lots and lots of people at our conference in January who are going to want to buy that book. And it'll hopefully be first available there. That'll be awesome.
It would be. That would be where it would be first available.
Yay, I love that.
Yeah.
See, that's how it works. All right, guys. I can't believe this is like the fastest half hour of my life. It just like flew by. Thank you so much for tuning in this amazing Sunday morning. We are thankful for you and thankful for your support and just love that you are a part of I've Decided. And we want to help you be successful and help you in whatever it is that you want to achieve. Please connect with us if you haven't already. You can connect with us on ivedecided.org. And Mary, thank you for being with us today. And you have a website, too. We want to drive some people who might be interested in living a little healthier.
Oh, absolutely.
Some great recipes and good information on your website.
You guys can follow me on coreviewcoach.com. You can look me up on Facebook at Coreview Coach. Maryard Appeldirker, reach out to me absolutely anytime. Ask me questions, share with me experiences, because I'm here to support you in the best way I possibly can.
And have an amazing, amazing Thanksgiving this week.
Hugs to all.
Enjoy your family. Yes, hugs to all. Happy Sunday, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?